Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
Christians are called saints by their holiness, believers for their faith, brethren for their love, and disciples for their knowledge. It is our privilege in this present world to show mankind that we are disciples of Christ. Our lives must be above reproach, or they will not be convincing. Before we can teach others of Christ, we must know Him ourselves. And so that, of course, means that there is love to God, and then that is lived out by love to one another. May we who claim to be His followers learn this commandment, not to just merely love, but to love as He loved. The most convincing proof of our love to God is our love to man. They love Him most who share His love with others, and those who have much of His love in their hearts have the most to share. You can depend upon it that a loving, warm-hearted person, though blundering, will accomplish more for the kingdom of God than a frigid, wise man. The true measure of loving God is to love all that He loves. But how shall we make it known? After what manner shall it be expressed? Not by merely attending the church or chanting religious hymns, but in deeds of mercy wherever opportunity is found. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, ye have done it unto me. Love expressed heavenward rebounds back to earth for its endorsement. Oh, may we be able to pass the test. Lovest thou me? That is the test question of our common faith. For he that loveth is born of God. Love is like an evergreen. It lives where the deadly frost of hate and malice and jealousy and sin kills everything around it. It lives on. Your love to God is ever known, the poet said, for each day you show it here, in every deed of kindness shown, in every word of hope and cheer. Well, I'm rather delighted that you've joined us this morning for Missionary Echoes. Stay tuned as we enjoy these 30 minutes together as we soon will gather for Sunday school and church on this Lord's Day.
Modern times have brought us many comforts.
Master still ask this question? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these, my child? What will your answer be? Oh, precious Lord, I love thee more than all of these. More than fame, more than wealth, more than the world.
I love thee more than this, O world. Sinful follies I deny for thee. My love, my life, my all, I pledge thee.
I love thee, Lord, I love thee, Lord, more than these. Lovest thou me? Child, what will your answer be? Oh, precious Lord, I love thee more than all of these. More than fame, more than wealth, more than the world.
Lord, I praise you that you can enable us to pass the test of the questions that you ask of us, the desires that you have for our life to live in conformity with your will. I praise you that you give us the internal transformation by the mighty power of God that empowers us to be able to live a victorious Christian life and to live pleasing in your sight. I praise you for the opportunity to share on the broadcast today. I thank you for each one who is journeying to the house of God. No doubt numbers are already at our church and getting ready for Sunday school. And I pray as we all gather in that it will be a marvelous time of worship together. We praise you for each of our listening audience here on WLBR, and I pray that you will bless each one, and may this broadcast be an inspiration, a blessing in their life today. Perhaps a truth will be shared that will be just exactly what someone needs to draw closer to you, to be filled with a fresh dose of hope, or a fresh desire to live for Jesus and to identify as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that can be accomplished, why, it will certainly be worth every effort and all of the expense to be a part of this opportunity today. And Lord, for all you do, we'll praise you and thank you, for you're truly worthy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Shall we gather at the river, where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God?
Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon
I just like the thought of gathering in. I always enjoy watching the people gathering in to the house of worship. Another opportunity to learn about being more like Jesus, to be a better disciple, a better follower of Him. I hope that that is a part of your journey every week, to be faithful to the house of worship, the house of prayer, to study God's Word, and to enjoy fellowship with one another. That's what happens at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. We sponsor this radio broadcast each Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30. We are located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, where we are gathering in for our morning time of Sunday school and worship, and then gathering back again tonight for the evening worship service. And so you are certainly invited to come and be a part of this wonderful congregation and to worship the Lord with us. We are anticipating the help of the Lord throughout the day. Again, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, our prayer meeting service. Next weekend will be a special time of services, especially geared to the youth at our church. On Friday night already, it will begin with Union Bible College and Reverend Phil Hoard in ministry, along with a representative group from the school. All day Saturday, events happening, and then on Sunday morning and evening, they'll be in ministry at our church. That's next Sunday, October the 23rd, and we certainly invite you to come be a part of that. Well, it's been so good to have you join us here on Missionary Echoes today. Feel free to call us at the church office. The number is 717-273-3690. If we can serve you in any way for someone to talk to or an opportunity to catch a ride to church or questions about our ministry, whatever it might be, we welcome your inquiries. Also, you can reach out to us through our website, LebanonGMC.com. You can also hear previous services at our church. You can link up to live streaming while services are happening at our church. You can hear broadcasts from the past, etc., and learn so much more about our church. So LebanonGMC.com. In the meantime, stay tuned as we continue the broadcast today.
All of me, not a part but all of me, all the heart and soul of me, Jesus, I surrender. Ooh, I believe, Lord, help
with your hand.
Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 13, beginning at verse 33, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." That key verse is that last one, verse 35. One of the scribes came to Jesus, having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that Jesus had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" How would Jesus answer the question? The question was a familiar one, for it had often been raised in professional circles. The law was loaded with commandments. One rabbi said there were 613 commandments. 248 were affirmative, and 365 were negative ones. Numerous attempts have been made to set forth the heart of the Hebrew religion. The psalmist listed 11 items. "He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor maketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved," we read in Psalm 15. Isaiah listed 6 of these things that show the heart of Hebrew religion. In Isaiah 33:15, "He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil." Micah listed only 3. In Micah 6:8, "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Habakkuk listed 1 in Habakkuk 2 and verse 4, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." What would Jesus say to the scribe who asked the question? His answer to the scribe is a masterpiece. "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these," we read in Mark 12 from the NIV. The now famous answer by Jesus came from the Scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, Leviticus 19:18. But the first and second commandments demand the exercise of love. We must love both God and fellow humans if we are Christians. No one can profess love for God and hate one's fellow humans. The Apostle John said, "If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." In fact, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." If we would be known as disciples, we must be distinguished by that which distinguishes Jesus, that is love for others. So notice first of all with me today, love was a new commandment from the Lord. In verse 34 of the passage we read from John chapter 13, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Archbishop James Usher on a memorable occasion called this new commandment the 11th commandment. It is recorded that having heard of the simplicity and beauty of the arrangement of Reverend Samuel Rutherford's home, he resolved to visit it for himself. One Saturday night, he arrived alone at the parsonage and asked for accommodations over the next day. A simple but hearty welcome was given him, and after partaking of a simple meal, he was invited to join the household in religious exercises that ushered in the Lord's Day. "How many commandments are there?" the master asked his guest, wholly unaware of who he was. 11 was the astonishing reply, at which even the servants were startled, regarding the newcomer as an example of ignorance. But the man of God perceived the rare light of character and insight that gleamed beneath the answer, and asked for a private interview. This issued in the invitation to preach on the following day. To the amazement of the household, so startled on the previous night, the stranger appeared in the master's pulpit and announced as his text the words on which we are meditating today, adding, "This may be described as the 11th commandment. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one for another." Why is Jesus' command called the 11th, or the new commandment? Is it not simply the old commandment? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself? No, I don't think so. It is a command to love one another as disciples. Hatred among Christians is unchristian. We love one another because of our union with Christ and because of mutual devotion to His will. And so love is indeed a new commandment from the Lord. But love is also the badge of discipleship. Christians love God. Christians love God with the whole of their affections, with all the heart. Christians love God with their whole life, and that's in the words, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Christians love God with the whole realm of thought, and that's where he uses the phrase, with all thy mind. Finally, Christians love God with the whole energy of their beings, with all thy strength. Christians love God, but Christians also love one another. Christians are known not by dress, not by a long face, not by a pious whine, not by a negative attitude, not by wealth, not by learning, but by love for one another. The unbeliever does not love as Christ loved. The devil does not love because the essence of his nature is malice, envy, hatred, strife, and revenge. Christians take on the nature of Christ. They love one another. So love must be the badge of discipleship. And certainly, love was the new commandment. Thirdly, love is the pattern of living for Christians. Christ walked in love, and the Christian must do the same. Paul said, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." We read in Ephesians chapter 5. Christ showed the way for his disciples. He set an example of walking in love. One of Jesus' disciples betrayed him, but Jesus still loved him. Another disciple denied him, but Jesus loved him all the more. One disciple disbelieved his identity and the resurrection, and Jesus asked him to put his fingers into the nail prints in his hands and feet. John the Apostle said it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. He now showed them the full extent of his love. Hatred is positive proof that one is not a disciple. Love is the pattern of living for Christians. The regular monthly meeting of a well-known infidel club was scheduled to be held in London a number of generations ago. A noted lecturer had been engaged to deliver a scathing attack on Christianity. In introducing the speaker, the chairman dared anyone to answer him at the conclusion of his message, and he assured the visitor that they were all of one mind in the matter of atheism. As the applause died down at the conclusion of the address, a humble laborer arose and said, "I have been a member of this club for 5 years. You all know me. Some of you have been in my home. 6 months ago, I lost my work, and I was ill as well. Not one of you came near me, though my illness was known here. But someone came, and that man and his wife nursed us and provided for us. Otherwise, my wife and I would not be alive today. That man was a city missionary whom I had driven from my home with threats. When I was well enough to think, I asked myself why he had been so kind to me, and I could not tell. So I asked him, and he told me he had done it for the love of Christ. Now that is my answer to the speaker. I say that a religion which will bring a man to the bedside of one who has hated and cursed him and returns good for evil, love for hate, is a good thing for his troubled life. And I have taken it for myself. I have seen it in operation, and I know it is good. Ah, yes, my friend, love is the pattern for living. God's greatest gift to us is Jesus Christ. God's love for man is revealed in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He also said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends." The Apostle Paul said, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It's his greatest gift to us in Jesus Christ. Love for God is our greatest gift to God. Paul listed for us the gifts given by the Holy Spirit: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. He ends 1 Corinthians 12 with these words, "But covet earnestly the best gifts." Then he goes on to talk about love, and concludes chapter 13 with these words, "And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Let us use this best of all gifts to love the best of all persons, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Such is the motivation behind our mission statement here at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. We exist to deliver the gospel to lost souls, to disciple converts to full Christ-likeness, and to deploy believers into loving service. Let us obey the commandments of God. Let us love Him. Let us love disciples. And let us love our neighbor.
I then shall live as one who's been forgiven. I'll walk with joy I've been so loved.